Windmill, windmill for the land, the earth forever hand in hand. Take it all out on your stride, it is taking voting land. Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land, it's everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year.
Motown with your sound, you in the blink. Gonna bite the dust and fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chatter.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Community Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WTXC, broadcasting Acre, Caskill, and Hudson. That song was... I'm feeling a little electric right now, my bad. That song was Feel Good by Gorillaz. Stay tuned for great music discussion and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WTXC newsroom, this is the WTXE Daily News. Melanie Lekosubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Jeff Friedman, President and Executive Director of the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, has submitted his resignation effective in late September. Friedman started with the chamber in February 2013, leading the group for nearly a decade. Friedman said, and I quote, "I told the board I would stay until the end of September. They are working on a plan to search for a replacement, and they are also making plans for how the chamber will operate in the interim between my departure and the new person." End quote. Friedman will join his family's business, headquartered in Clifton Park, but he will continue living in Caskill. Friedman said, and I quote, "My brother has a contracting company, a floor care company, and it's been growing steadily for a while. He has asked me to partner with him in the company and manage the business end," end quote. Friedman sees the change as a return to his roots and a new challenge. He said, and I quote, "I just decided the time was right. I spent a lot of time at the chamber and I love the job. I love the chamber and I love Greene County. I love what I do, but this was an offer and a challenge that I felt I needed to take," end quote. The search for Friedman's replacement has begun. Chamber of Commerce Board Chair Nicole Bliss said a search committee has already been established. Bliss said, and I quote, "If you happen to know of anyone who may be interested in such an opening, please feel free to direct them to me for consideration," end quote. According to the job listing, the president and executive director serves as a communicator, facilitator, and interactive community planner, and is responsible for the development, implementation, and assessment of chamber programs, projects, and events to ensure each member business's investment in the chamber meets their needs. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on August 10th filed a lawsuit against the state Attorney General Letitia James, accusing her office of wrongly rejecting his request that the state pay for his legal representation in the federal claim filed by a state police investigator accusing him of sexually harassing and inappropriately touching her. The female trooper also named the state police and the former secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, as defendants in the case. DeRosa's legal fees are being paid by the state. In the complaint filed in the state Supreme Court in New York County, Cuomo alleged James's office on April 12th rejected his request for counsel in defense of the federal lawsuit without providing a reason. Delaney Kempner, a spokesperson for the Attorney General's office, released a statement stating that Cuomo, and I quote, is trying to force New Yorkers to pay his legal bills because he believes sexual harassment was within his scope of employment as governor. Sexually harassing young women who work for you is not part of anyone's job description. Taxpayers should not have to pony up for legal bills that could reach millions of dollars so Mr. Cuomo's lawyer can attack survivors of his abuse, end quote. The matter, filed on Cuomo's behalf by attorney Rita Galvin, includes a detailed breakdown of their allegations that the AG's investigation of sexual harassment claims against the former governor was, and I quote, one-sided, end quote, and I quote, shoddy and biased, end quote. The Strooper lawsuit, which seeks unspecified damages and was filed in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn, lists allegations against Cuomo and his administration that largely mirror those outlined in a damning report issued by the state attorney general's office 1 year ago. That report concluded the former governor was a serial sexual harasser who cultivated a toxic work environment. According to the Attorney General's report, the trooper's accusations were among the most damaging leveled against the former governor, who had urged a senior investigator on his protective detail to offer the now 31-year-old female investigator a job on the special unit that protects the governor. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the State Public Service Commission has approved the construction of Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's transmission line known as the HNSB Project. The plan calls for rebuilding 23.6 miles of transmission lines in the city of Kingston and towns of Ulster and Saugerties in Ulster County and the town and village of Catskill. The utility said the rebuild will help meet the energy needs of local communities, address aging infrastructure, and to enhance electric service reliability. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website, WGXE.org, for local weather reports, public meetings, the community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 12th. Early on this morning, we see 55 degrees over in Medusa and 65 in Germantown. Soil is coming in at 68 degrees. Spectacular looking day in store, unless you sunburn easily. So don't forget the protection. Light clothes, sunblock, big floppy hat, whatever. UV exposure will be up. Count that for the whole weekend too. Otherwise, today's going to be feeling great with dew points in the low 50s and a high temperature of 84 happening at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Saturday, again, looking great. High of 84, clear and dry. 56 degrees overnight takes us into another very comfortable Sunday with a high of 83. Monday, high in the upper 70s with a light chance of rain. Pollen levels for today will be medium high. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:34 a.m., then low tide at 10:25 a.m. High tide again at 4:07 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 80 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:48 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:56 a.m. The weekend report is looking great with the Rip Van Winkle Sandbar times forming on Saturday from 8:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then again from 9:15 p.m. into 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Again on Sunday, it returns 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that current, again, it's going to be strong, and that's going to allow it to plunge deeply down so it exposes more sand. Be aware. Pollen levels are also going to be up. Looking way up, we see the Perseids peak tonight. The moon will be bright, so it will be harder to trip on things, but it will also be harder to see the shooting stars. So, set up with an obstruction to the south. Trees, buildings, mountains are great objects. Hope for low cloud cover. The best viewing time will be 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday, and hopefully the moon will be obstructed by the mountains for most of Greene County at least. Columbia County, you won't have quite so much protection. Look to the north-northeast, about 60 degrees up from the horizon. Solar wind speed is currently 553.1 kilometers per second at 5.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 58. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
Just want to make you come. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Catskill Clubhouse Radio, or Clubhouse Radio, in Catskill. Now we got that cleared up. You know, I am joined with
DJ Reggie.
And we got a guest who hasn't been on the show for a little bit. You want to introduce yourself?
You know how we rocking, man, for show. DJ Popcorn back in the building. You know, feels good to be back. Feels great, man.
It's great to have you back. You know,
you pulled a DJ
OG.
He put a little DJ Ricky. You know, took a long break and didn't come back for like almost a year. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, I took some time, self improvement. You know. It's the best thing to really help yourself, and I took some time, and look at me now.
So, on today's show, I think we're going to have just a pretty chill day.
Yeah, today, we have nothing in store we got to talk about with, you know, climate change being our topic, and then right after Roe versus Wade, we're just going to have a chill day.
Figured we'd give y'all a chill day.
And you know what? Hold on. Let me... Oh, we got an ad. No free sponsor for you. And speaking of sponsors, we are sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. We cannot do this without them, so thank you so much. But with that being said, we got the chill music in the background.
We got the lo-fi.
And we're just gonna vibe, you know, we're having a good day. So, you know, how have you been, DJ Popcorn, with the break, you know?
I've been better, you know, like that. I had to step away, like, to improve my mental because, like, when you've been doing something for so long, sometimes it can be a little exhausting. So I was a bit burnt out, but, you know what I'm saying? What do you mean?
It's great to have you back on the show, and, you know, taking a break is always fine, but, yeah. What? How do you feel about it, DJ Ricky?
About
his return?
His return?
Yeah.
No. I feel...
Continue.
I feel a little betrayed, you feel me? You left me, bro. You was my right hand when it came to radio. You was,
oh, my fault, bro.
You was the person I came in, and I was like, oh, I'm doing it with DJ Popcorn today. Oh, it's lit. And then you just gonna go and leave. Not only radio, but Clubhouse, bro. You left Clubhouse.
And it was like a horrible thing that, like, I know it was gonna, like, be a little weird to like, try to transition back in, but, like, for me, I had to, like, take that step back to really, you know, fix, like, what I really had going on, like, with myself. It was more of, like, an internal conflict.
Yeah, I mean, talking about conflicts and stuff, a lot of the times the most challenging conflicts and, like, the most challenging battles are eternal. And I think that doesn't get depicted enough. But, yeah, it's great to have you back.
Word, and it's great to be back so I can get my catchphrase back, Noah.
Yeah, I stole that from him.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna let you say it. You know, with you back, I'm gonna give that to you. I'm gonna give you the ending. But
word,
you know,
I'm back in.
If anybody has any chill questions, feel free to email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
That is OURTOWN.
OURTOWN
@gmail.com.
Thank you. So, you know, with all of that out of the way, let's just start with some chill questions and get the vibe going. So I got this list of open-ended questions that I feel like we're just going to go down and kind of break the ice. So, first question that we're going to be reading. What is a good life?
Mine.
W.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like a good life is where your life is stress-free and you're just able to... You're just surrounded with things that bring you happiness instead of negativity. And a life where you're successful and you meet your dreams. I think that's a good life.
Yeah. For sure. I think a good life to me is like... somewhere where I could really be, like, happy, not only with myself, but, like, with my situations and anything. Like, being honest, like, when I can, like, really just, like, be comfortable, like, within my own skin or, like, in my house or, like, really be somewhere where, like, I really feel...
yeah.
In, you know?
I got you. I get that. It's super subjective. I think a good life, the simplest way I can put it, is a happy life, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
But big question on the list so far, but we're going off with a second one. What's your favorite dessert? You know, chill one, nice relaxing one after the big question of what's
because there's
life.
there's so many. I'm not gonna lie, no cheesecake is sensational.
With
strawberry. Strawberry
okay,
cheesecake.
I about to say, you gotta have some sort of fruits in there.
Yeah, strawberry cheesecake is sensational.
I have to do say, I miss the blueberry cheesecake more if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it. It just really depends on, like, you know what I'm saying, where you get it from. Yeah. I like cherry cheesecake too. Also very good.
I think my favorite dessert.
And the original.
Ice cream? Nah, solid pick, especially on a hot day, though.
Right. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
I don't have a favorite. Literally, every time I go to stores, I get a new flavor. Literally. I have to try them all.
I personally...
The one I will never try, though, is the cappuccino. I'm not about to eat coffee-flavored ice cream. That's If I want coffee, I'll drink coffee.
Yeah. I personally think that chocolate chip cookie dough is, like...
It's underrated.
Underrated.
Chocolate chip cookie dough and a milkshake.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Nah. All right. Hold on. I got my own.
No. And a root beer float.
I got my own. I got my own question.
Yeah.
Well, do you prefer Stewart's ice cream or Coney Island ice cream?
I have to say Stewart's.
Big shout out to both, but Stewart's is just like it just tastes so much fresh. It just tastes fresh, like when you see it, like your milkshake or your ice cream just getting made. That's how you know it's certified.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna have to be the odd one out and say Coney Island, bro. I just have too many childhood
memories. Yeah.
Just like going, bro. There's this one time my aunt, bro, I literally got ice cream in a cup and still dropped it. it was so bad. Like it was before Stewart's was even there. It was back when it was like a t-shirt shop right there. And we was going to get ice cream one day, and she got herself her little strawberry whatever. I got myself
strawberry ice cream too.
And I got myself, you know, a little chocolate vanilla swirl cup though.
Right.
It was in a cola.
I'm gonna have to give me some ice cream after this show now. I got paid today, man. I'm about to give me some.
And we're sitting there crossing the street and it just drops. I was so sad because you're a little kid. Getting ice cream.
You're not about to get more ice cream.
Yeah, you're not getting no more. You're just
so
like,
you know,
damn.
You're upset.
Them couple little bites I had was worth it. It was it.
This is so sad, honestly. Like, such a loss at such a young age.
Right, but like, it's like, it's the worst.
Ice cream. Rest in peace. From 2016 at 6:20 a.m.
It don't
but
hit
it's
different
just, it's
if
not
they're
the
not
same.
In a cone.
It's not the same. We don't have the cones. Or
we don't
like
got the store.
Right? It's not like when I walk in and I spend that money. It's not the same. But like I do, like I will get like the sugar cones and like I'll scoop that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you
I'll
got
scoop
it.
It myself. Yeah.
Stewart's too. They got the toppings.
I think. Alright, so yeah, I'm still choosing Stewart's over Coney Island when it comes to milkshakes.
Milkshake, Stewart's. What? Really?
Coney Island got that.
I'll have
that.
To go back
actually,
over there to try.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm with Stewart's. I'm not milkshake.
With the milkshakes, though, you can just do so much.
Because literally, like, they have milkshakes for literally every single flavor.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Coney Island don't got that. Coney Island got milkshakes, but, like, you're not about to ask for no name. And I feel Stewart's has more variety, too.
Yeah.
Stewart's definitely, like, I think they have more flavor.
Actually, I'm lying. Stewart's does not have more variety. I forgot Coney Island got them damn SpongeBob Pops and all the... they have all the...
Yeah, and then they get the ice cream.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but whenever I was like a little kid and the ice cream van came by, I would always get those SpongeBob Pops so they hit different...
I never got one that actually looked like the picture on the damn package ever.
I got one.
Nah, shout out to my homie SpongeBob. That's a nice pop, for real. So,
you know, we're vibing. But I think since we're approaching the 6:30 mark, it's time for the news update, and I think we're gonna play a little song. But until then, or I mean, after, or what was I saying? Anyways, guys, what I'm saying is that we'll be right back after the news update and a song. So I'll see you guys soon.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York begins accepting retail cannabis dispensary applications on August 25th. First applicants must prove they or an immediate family member were convicted with a marijuana-related charge in New York prior to the state's legislation of cannabis in 2021, and that they owned and operated a business that made a profit for at least 2 years. Nonprofits working with incarcerated or formerly incarcerated people can also apply. Tremaine Wright, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Board, said that this will mean, and I quote, the first sales are conducted by those harmed by prohibition, end quote. Applicants will be accepted through September 26th, and stores may open later this year or early in 2023. Chris Alexander, executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, we've worked to make this application as simple as possible for all interested applicants. And I cannot emphasize it enough that you do not need any legal expertise to fill this application out, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Columbia Green Media reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced a plan to protect land and wildlife surrounding the Taconic Creek on August 11th. The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan was completed with the Columbia Land Conservancy and community volunteers from the towns of Claverick, Copec, Hillsdale, and Taconic. Plan values large, connected forests and streams in the watershed to protect clean water and wildlife such as eastern brook trout. Marissa Cody, Columbia County Land Conservancy Director of Farmland, Forestry, and Land Use Program, said, and I quote, the Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan could not have been developed without the dedicated work of many local stakeholders, and we look forward to working with the broader community to protect and care for the lands and the water systems within the watershed region, end quote. Taconic Creek starts in Hillsdale and over 30.1 miles leads into Claverick Creek, which runs into the Hudson River. Sago said, and I quote, preserving natural connections between habitats is critical for wildlife movement, climate adaptation, and resilient ecosystems, end quote. He added, and I quote, DEC applauds the leadership of our land trust partners in working with local communities to create shared conservation visions for the eastern Hudson Highlands and for the Taconic Headwaters watershed. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the city of Kingston elevated its drought emergency to stage 2 on August 10. The Hudson Valley has not had much rain this summer, and Pittsfield, Massachusetts has also implemented a water restriction plan due to a lack of moisture. In Kingston now, the regulations no longer allow adding water to any swimming pool, and there is no watering lawns, golf courses, ornamental shrubs, or plants, though vegetables and fruits grown for human consumption can be watered with a handheld container. Large non-residential water consumers must reduce usage by at least 20%. Scattered showers are predicted next week, but the area is in need of a major storm. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. We are joined by
DJ Ricky
and
DJ Popcorn,
our homie who has returned. And that song was Arcade Fire, Reflector, and that was actually picked by our homie Phoebs. He's in the back chilling today. He's not on the show, but he's making it all possible. Shout out to him.
Phoebs.
Before we left, in the shot, man. We had the question, what's your favorite dessert? The next question kind of hits the opposite of that. What's your worst nightmare, like, that you ever had?
Yeah, yeah. Losing my pops and or getting kidnapped.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun either.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the actual nightmare that we had.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Nah, let me go first.
No, I mean, I would, like, if that happened in a nightmare, I'd still be scared.
Like,
if my dad died in a nightmare, nah.
I'm not even trying to be funny, but, like, there was this tall black man who was literally, like, I swear, like, 15 feet tall at least. And I was, like, younger at the time, like, third, fourth grade, but this shit, it was still, like, crazy to me. So, I get to the dream, right? The dream starts with me just, like, standing next to this dude. And then all of a sudden, all I just see is, like, clouds in the sky. And then he just starts beating the crap out of me. Literally starts beating the crap out of me. Literally.
That went from 0 to 100.
And
I thought he was gonna try to chase you. Bro, nightmare turned up, bro.
Like, threaten you.
The crazy
he just starts.
The craziest part was I woke up and then I fell back asleep and had the same exact dream. So it happened twice. After that, I did not want to go to sleep. I was scared to go to sleep, bro. I knew it was just gonna happen again.
Man's O2.
He literally. I don't know how that happened.
Nah, because, like, the scariest thing that happened to me, bro, it was when I was like 6. And at the time, like, my thing was that I didn't like witches. And so I went to sleep, and basically, like, in the dream, like, the witch came through my window, and, like, she stole me on the broom through my window. She, like, kidnapped me, and, like, it was, like, I saw, like, a bunch of witch stuff.
Are you good, DJ Cola?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But, yeah, so, basically, like,
the witch, like, she took me in, like, in her, like, little witch, like, the house and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Did she turn you into candy?
Nah, like, she killed me. So, basically...
That's a god deep
bad. So, basically, okay. But, like, I'm assuming... She killed me. I'm assuming in the dream I died, but, like, right before I, like, died in the dream, like, I woke up. And then, I kid you not, I woke up... And I look at my TV, and the Jesus channel was on, and it was the, and you know the, and you know when the preacher is like screaming or something like that. It's like 3 a.m. and you wake up, you're like, yo, I was so scared.
And then
I
turn around,
bro. I dead went all the way to the kitchen just so I can get my mind off the whole thing, and I got like mad cookies and stuff.
And then you turn around, and then a 15-foot dude just starts beating you up.
Yeah.
No. And then the funniest dream I think I ever.
That is the bro, you can't just leave it at. And then he just starts beating me up.
Literally, that's literally what happens. I start to dream up just seeing, just standing next to him, perfectly fine, not talking or anything. Then my vision just goes to straight clouds, like a blue sky with white clouds. And then he starts beating me up. He starts hitting me OD, kicking me, punching me, smacking me.
Dude, I'm gonna have to step out. Bro, the fact that you went back to bed.
And then I woke up. I went back to bed and had the same dream. The same exact dream. Like, and I knew what was happening as soon as it happened. I was like, really, bro? Again? Again, bro?
Bro. Your hand's like, you come just, back again, little
bit. Bro, it's just the fact that, like, that you recall the events, like, so vividly.
Bro, he was like, and I don't mean like a dark-skinned man. I mean like he was black, like your t-shirt black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everything about him was black.
Oh, but everything was like very vivid.
He just sits next to me. Nothing's happening. I see clouds.
Funnier. Oh, dude, it's just the fact that you're 2-0 against him. Like, he really beat you.
No, Lincoln,
twice.
I'm not gonna lie. You need
to beat me like 15 feet tall. Well,
but you need to get back. Since you're older, you gotta get back.
Nah, I can't dream about him no more.
You gotta have
a lucid dream about him no more.
You gotta have a
lucid dream. Lucid yeah, spin back.
Go
spin back.
I was gonna say, because if he spins back, it's gonna be up for you. It's 3-0 now.
And then
just make yourself 30 feet tall and get that advantage on him.
Word, then you gotta stomp him out.
I think the dumbest dream I ever had was that I died from jumping off like 19 stairs. Like my house, like, you know, my house is the stairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had mad dreams. I just jumped up on top of them just because and died. I just died.
Bro, no, they'll know what you're dying from the stairs, though, which is funny to me.
So I can like have lucid dreams that I know when I'm dreaming sometimes, but I still gotta train the powers, right? And it got to the point where people be chasing me in my dreams and like monsters be chasing me. So I acquired this one special ability of, I don't know what to call it, but I just practiced and I trained in the dreams of jumping off high stuff and like jumping off roofs until I didn't die and get hurt. And now in my dreams, I can just jump from anything and just vibe and land on my feet.
I want to lose a dream so badly.
Now you got to put effort in for that.
I want to be in a lucid dream where I'm getting chased by somebody, and I know I'm dreaming, but I just turn around and smack the hell out of you. Come here.
Nah, you ever have those dreams where you're trying to fight somebody, and then your arms just feel, like, mad heavy, but like, also light at the same time?
Nah, like, I think the craziest thing I think that's happened to me in a dream was that, like... No, like, I got, like, taken or something like that. Or, like, I got taken, but, like, I was put in, like, a straitjacket, and I was, like, in a white room. And, like, I didn't know what to do. Because I had
just... you turn into a psychic, man. Turn crazy.
Yeah, but, like, it was like that. But, like, because, you know, like, all the movies and stuff like that where, like, that stuff happens. It was, like, the night after I watched, like, Invisible Man. And I don't know why, like... It just, like, it all happened, like, similar to how, like, the girl, like, in the movie, like, how hers, like, all that stuff played out. Like, my stuff happened similar to that, but, like, I apparently had, like, a child, like, that, like, I don't know, bro. It was dumb wild, but I don't remember everything, like, super clearly, but only small pieces of it, like, came back to me, like, once I tried to, like, have the dream again, and, bro, I was like, nah, because that dream was really fire after I woke up. Bro, and I just were.
Wait, no. Well, yo, you didn't tell us what yours was.
Oh, okay. Wait, what is it? Nightmare? Okay, well, when I was little, right, I used to have a fear of mirrors because I had a fear of, like, demons and specifically, like, Bloody Mary, right? So I would just be vibing in my dreams, and any time I would walk past a mirror,
it would turn to a nightmare. And I would just be chased by this, chick with hair covering her face and long nails, and she would attack me just
witch,
by, like,
the witch straight out of Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, the witch legit, straight out of no. But, and the fact that, like, everywhere, like, she was just waiting for me.
Like to, oh, welcome back.
Welcome back, yeah. Welcome back, like, you're 2-0 to that guy.
You're, like, 50-0.
Oh, no, I'm not 50. Oh, how do you think I learned how to lucid dream?
Oh,
nah,
so
he like 50 and 91.
Nah, at
he
first
learned, that's what we can get back.
Nah, at first though, it was literally just fighting. Until I learned how to do like powers and stuff.
Sort of Kamehameha and the damn witch.
The first time I learned how to fly, I just like held my hands to my knees like a cannonball and just flew through the air.
Bro, I hear they're so fun because you can literally do whatever you want to.
I know, it's actually. Well, if you wake up in the middle of, like, REM sleep and, like, your brain's deepest sleep, then go back to bed right after, you can have a lucid dream.
So, like, I'll wake up and just go right back to bed?
Yeah, at, like, prime sleep hours, so at, like, 3 a.m. So it's, like, mad.
That's why it's the devil's hours.
Yeah, or if you write down your dreams, then, like, you have a higher chance of lucid dreaming.
You ever try to dream about something so hard, and then, like, the opposite dream of the opposite dream? Like, you know what I mean? I've dreamed about, like, just being rich. Like, I wanted to dream about being rich. And I had a dream that I was broke and poor, walking on the street. Like,
bro, I just had that was a nice
dream. Right?
But I think, like, the dream that I had where I was rich, like, I had, like, a big mansion and stuff like that, like, you know what I'm saying? I was, like, really big balling, like, and I knew, like, celebrities and all that, like, you know what I'm saying? I really, really thought I was, like, in it to win it. Then I woke up, I'm like, damn.
The worst dream.
I was like, damn. Or, like, when anything good is happening in a dream and you wake up, I'm like, you'd be like, no.
It'd be like,
like with that dream I had about the tall man, I don't understand how I had the same dream twice. Because no matter how hard I try to have the same dream twice, I can never do it. But this particular day, he want to come in my dreams. I wake up, go back to sleep. Are you in my dreams again, bro? Again?
He wasn't done here.
Bro said, nah, spin back because I got to release this anger.
I swear, I was in like fifth or sixth, probably like fifth or sixth.
You told me that. And I'd be dead. I couldn't stop laughing.
Bro, like, I'm telling you, bro, we gotta help you figure out a way to lucid dream so you can get back on him. Cause if he,
nah, I don't even want my get back. To this day, he probably still gonna beat me up.
You think he gonna stop you even while you're lucid dreaming?
Not if we come in the dream like the Avengers Endgame scene, and then
we jump him.
We gonna beat that ass.
Yeah, we jumping him, bro.
Nah, that sounds like a fun dream, like just the clubhouse.
The clubhouse versus 20 foot tall black man. Wait, no. I said that wrong. No, I didn't mean 20 foot tall black man. I meant like 20 foot tall all black men. Like,
So we're not jumping him just because he's black, guys. We're black too.
See, this is why you have not been on the radio show.
No, but like, we get the concept though.
But yeah, so I got a question then.
Yeah, bet.
What do y'all think is like your funniest dream that you remember?
Oh my god, bet. Okay.
Me, bro.
No, not you.
Let me go.
Okay, yeah, you go ahead.
So, I was playing a video game, like, in my dreams. It was like some battle royale where the zone kept on closing, right? And then in my dream, I die, so now I'm just chilling, spectating them. And then my one friend, we'll just call him Friend One, is panicking on the mic. And he's like, yo, what do I do? Where do we go? I need to know, where do we go? I'm panicking, right? And he's like, and then the other friend two, says, I have to go to the bathroom. And then he just straight up dips in the middle of the fight. And then you can hear friend one screaming that he's losing over just like the sound of peeing going in the toilet. And then I literally woke up laughing, bro. Like, that's the only time I woke up from a dream.
I'd be tight. I'd be more mad than damn black.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we in the middle of a match. He's going to leave to pee. Like, and my other friend just struggling.
I'm trying to win the game.
I'm about to lose. Help. Yeah. And help I was me. Spectating. Yeah.
What's yours?
The weirdest dream. Oh, the funniest dream. I think, bro, was when, like, I basically, like, I guess it was, like, a punishment, like, from my parents or something like that. or like I guess I was like trapped in like a locker room or something, because this is like when I like first got into like middle school and like the locker room stuff was like
you were scared of the locker room, bro.
Yeah, I was, bro, at first, right? So like in the dream I like basically like lost my clothes, and so I basically like was running around the school in my underwear, bro. Like it was
I've had dreams like
it
that.
Was like mad embarrassing, like everybody saw me and it nah, bro.
Nah, for some crying. Reason you know how some nah, people bro. Have dreams where they're like naked bad. And stuff. I'm never fully naked. I always just lose my shoes and socks in my dreams. And it's just the most uncomfortable.
Not gonna lie.
I'm just walking around with no shoes.
I can't remember what shoes I've had on in any of my dreams.
Yeah, like...
For real?
I can't remember ever looking at my feet in my dreams, let alone...
They say if you look at your feet in your dreams, it's actually one of the ways to know you're dreaming. They, like, won't be on the ground. It will be, like, layered, like a video game where it looks like a background and then you're just walking, like, above it.
Bro, and then I feel like I feel really dumb sometimes when I have dreams, because like I'll have a dream in like July about being in the classroom, mm-hmm. and I'll act like how do I not know I'm dreaming? It's literally
sometimes I'll know I'm dreaming and I'll just do the most out of pocket stuff to wake up, like just slap the teacher, run away. Sometimes I won't even wake up. I'll just have like a ball of a time.
Right, bro. I'm not gonna lie. If I had a lucid dream and I woke up, I'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it.
You can wake yourself up in those dreams too, which is like super interesting. Like, remember how I was talking about Bloody Mary and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I was like having bad dreams or nightmares, I could just go to a mirror and then like pretty much wake myself up from killing myself. But we don't talk about that. It's in the dream. It's all fine. You're killing yourself so you can be alive.
Literally.
Mm.
Wait.
So only in dreams. Only in dreams.
Wait. So wait.
I only. We do not condone you killing yourself in real life. We do condone it in dreams. You can, if you're like dreaming and it's like not real life and you want to jump off a building, you do. You. Right, that's pretty
that's
true.
That's lucid dreaming. Go do what you want to do.
Play real life.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
And
we
lucid are, dream,
we value all of your lives.
And we are also sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Green. And I don't think they would want us telling you to kill yourselves, guys.
Love yourself.
Plus, we love you all. We love
you
all.
You should go and love yourself. All right.
Word.
I think my funniest dream. My funniest dream. Oh, so. it's people we. I'm just going to say random names. All right. So, let's say somebody need. The first person, we're going to call him Fred. So, Fred likes to try weird foods. Okay. Fred
Why do you sound like you're reading like a kindergarten
Fred,
book?
This definitely
Fred,
sounds like.
I guess apparently Fred likes to try weird foods. So in this particular dream, I'm not gonna lie. I forgot the dream.
Fred, he likes to eat stuff.
Bro just said Fred was weird, and then
I think I'll do the saddest dream.
Saddest dream I ever had.
I think it was when my aunt killed me in my sleep in my dream. Well, like, cause that's sad. I've been living with you for all this time.
I got a wild dream. One of the worst nightmares. One of the most recent ones. Right, I'm just outside chilling with my family. And then I look up, and the sun just starts, like, turning into a black hole. And me and my family, I'm just sitting there, and I wasn't even scared in the dream. I was just, like, coming to terms with death in my dreams, like, with my family around me. And we're just looking up, like
Damn,
we don't even...
That's the end of humanity.
Yeah, we were all just looking at each other, not knowing what to say. Then I woke up.
But like, I always wondered, like,
yeah, I always wondered
how that
like,
would be. Like, sometimes, like, when I see the sky looking like a crazy color, I'm like, is this the end?
Right.
Wasn't some, like, crazy big asteroid supposed to hit the Earth, like, a while ago, and everybody thought it would be the end of the world?
Yeah,
like that.
But we are.
I was too young to even know what that was. Yeah, I thought we were just going to be it. Like, and Jesse, where?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse. where the asteroid came, and then it was really, like, the size of a pebble.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
My son Robbie.
So, since
what he had the tin for
we're talking about dreams, I got a good ending question. Because, you know what? Hold on. What time is it, Bubba?
What time
is it? It's time for lunch.
Hey!
No, Lincoln. Well, right now, it's about time to say goodbye. You see your clock, you see the watch, you see your phone, you know what time it is. It's time to go. Man, y'all can catch us next week at Friday at 6 p.m. You know, our show goes till 7. And if you want to, you know, maybe get involved in programming our radio show, or you want to potentially hop on, you can text us on Instagram at C2 Clubhouse, or you can contact us on our at our email at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. That is OURTOWNOURTruth@gmail.com. I'm DJ Popcorn.
DJ Ricky.
DJ Cola.
And we out. Peace.
Peace out.
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going hey. Out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep. And sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to leave.